Here is the president of basketball ops and general manager of the Toronto Raptors. Here's Masai Ujiri. What the hell were you thinking?
What's going on, guys? What's going on, Bob?
How you doing, pal?
Hey, Masai.
I don't know. You know, I'm going to say it here. You know, like, I really apologize to families, kids. You know, my mother raised me better. You know, like, and I also apologize to you know, to Brooklyn. Whether it's the whole of Brooklyn, the Brooklyn organization, you know, like, to be honest, Bob and Butch, is that for me, that the message wasn't even about them, you know, like, it was really about being emotional about us, you know, like, and standing up for who we are. I'm really tired of, you know, like, all the apologies in Canada and who we are, and it's to see the fans out there, to see and the support, you know, like, see how hard these guys play, you know. And to be honest, a great organization that, you know, like, I think is first class, or they really try to be. I really feel that it's time to stand up, you know, like, and preach who we are, you know, like, and stand up tall and be proud of who we are. We're not here to apologize anymore. Yes, players left. Yes, you know, like, there hasn't been so, but it's the way forward, you know. We have to start thinking the way forward and be proud of who we are here. So for me, that was honestly the message. I want to win. We want to win here. And I think we showed good fight this year, and we want to keep growing and building. So, and it's not even just about the series. It's going forward, you know, like, we complain about so many things, you know, like, but we have so many things to be blessed, you know, like, to be thankful for, and we're blessed here in Canada. So let's stand up strong, and, you know, like, hey, go fight whoever we have to fight and be proud about it, you know. We're going to win some, lose some, but at the end of the day, we want to grow as a team. That was my message, and I apologize again that it didn't come off the right way, you know, to family and kids, and also to Brooklyn, but it really wasn't about that.
So Lewicki's with you. What did he say afterwards?
he hasn't said, you know, like, I think they understand my passion, you know, like, they right. See it, you know, like, it's funny, I got a couple texts from Denver players, you know, like, because they remember, you know, like, they remember when I was saying the same thing about, you know, like, the Lakers or the other teams, you know, because, you know what, you're going to war against them, you're going to fight against them, you know, like, so it's really not about them. It's trying to get your guys up, and, you know, but also, you know, look at that crowd out there, you know, like, and the support, you know, like, you're trying to rally your troops and say, hey, you know, like, this is us going forward. So, there's been no, within, you know, like, yes, I used the wrong language, like, bad choice of language, you know, like, and I really do apologize, because my wife was the first one to. I'm so scared when my mom hears about this in Africa. She hasn't heard yet, but I talked to her yesterday, and I was thinking, okay, when is she going to say something? But nobody has said anything to her yet, so I'll wait.
Well, what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Yeah, exactly.
So you talked about the crowd outside the building and inside the building. I didn't have the privilege of being there. I was busy on Saturday, but by all accounts, it was positively electric inside that building. Based on your experience, how would you categorize it?
Best I've ever seen.
Really? Huh?
Yeah, by far. You know, like, I was in that Golden State arena playing against them with the Nuggets last year in the playoffs, and that was electrifying. This right here was, I think, same as that or more. You know, like, everybody was into it, and they supported the team outside. You know, like, I wish actually the thing I would have done was, like, sneak a door open, you know, like, over there, and let all everybody from outside get in, you know, like, get into the building. But no, it was crazy, Bob. And, you know, we're proud of it. I think we should be proud of this, and I think the biggest thing is sustaining and moving forward and growing, you know, like, as a team, and continue this movement that we want to have of we the North. That's who we are, and we're damn proud of it, and we're going to continue going forward.
Now, that environment I think it takes an adjustment for the players because they've played, you know, the 41 home games plus the exhibition games in a different environment. And I think it's a little surprise for them to come in and see all the T-shirts and everybody sitting in their seats. And it takes a little while. I think that was part of, you know, beside their lack of inexperience in playoffs, and then they're playing in an environment that is unique. It's never been seen before in this environment. You release We the North. There's just a lot of stuff going on. It's all good for the players. And I think it takes a little massaging by the players to get them used to that. And I think they'll be better in game two.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Which is I always go back to what I know. I'm sorry to make references, but you know, the Denver. We played the Lakers, and that, I remember that first half. You know, like our first game in the Lakers. You go in those lights out on the court. You know, like the crowd. You know, and all that stuff. You know, like it's just for young players, and we had young players. You know, it's I could feel that coming a little bit with our guys. You know. With Terrence and Jonas and DeMar first time, and a couple more guys their first time seeing this, and you don't know till you go and sense it, you know, like, and get a feel for it, and you actually like then actually like have it happening right there. It takes a lot, you know. Some guys it's gonna take them 2 minutes to adjust. Some guys it takes them one game. Some guys it takes them a half game, as you know, Bush. Some guys it takes two games or something, you know. Like when I look at some of these guys playing in the playoffs, you know, like Kevin Garnett or Paul Pierce, and their remarkable experiences. They too were in this situation at some point in their careers, you know, like where, you know, the playoffs were tough for them, you know, and they had to adjust and they had to grow. So we're in those stages, but while we're out there fighting, and I know these guys are going to come out fighting tomorrow, and they'll play and compete.
Well, I think that when I go back and look at what Vince did, he shot 30% in the first playoff series we had. And I was befuddled for three games trying to figure out how to get him a basket. And it's just the way it is. Things are different. People guard differently. And I thought that the most important thing, regardless of this series, is that your young guys would keep their value, that they wouldn't fall off the table. And I think that, you know, they are a good bunch. They've shown that. And I think they will mature. They may win, and we hope they win. But I think that they need to show, you know, a little maturity and play a little better for their own self-confidence.
No doubt. I think it's an experience, coach. It's how we grow out of it and what we get out of it and how we grow from it. I mean, I think they really. Jonas showed the other day that, you know, like he'll compete. You know, like he'll fight out there. I think Terrence, it was a little difficult with the foul trouble. He got a couple quick whistles. That's going to happen because of his inexperience. And then all of a sudden, it takes him kind of out of the rhythm. He's not experienced enough to know how to deal with that yet. But I know he'll bounce back. And DeMar, I think it showed he struggled a little bit, but he'll adjust. He's done well in adjusting to games after now he's seen the atmosphere. And but you're absolutely right. How do we grow from the? How do we continue to grow from this and going next year with more value, more experience, and knowing how to deal with this when it comes again.
When you evaluate, not to get away too much for the game, and I want to let Butch back in here, but. When you're evaluating the season, do you have a philosophy, a mathematical formula that allows you to compare performance in playoff games versus performance over the course of the regular season?
Yes, Bob. We have all kinds of formulas. In fact, when I came out, it's Mike. Analytics guys are in the other room now. We've been meeting since 1 o'clock, and they've been driving me crazy because they're throwing out all these numbers, and we just asked the question, you know, like where were we with games we were supposed to win versus games that we didn't win, games that we played against teams that did not have their full squad. Versus games that where we did not have our full squad, and we're looking at all these numbers. It's something we've been in a meeting now for 4 hours, you know, like we like trying to study how we can sustain this team, how we can evaluate what kind of value our guys have, and moving forward, you know, like how we can bring consistency. As you know, coach, you kind of have to be consistent a little bit. Guys familiar with the system, guys chemistry, all that stuff we study every day, like hours and hours, because we're trying to sustain here, and we're trying to build a good team. At the same time, we're trying to assess the kind of players we have, and no matter how we talk about it, guys, we're in a projection business, you know, like, and we have to project, we have to figure out how to project what Terrence Ross or what Jonas or what Patterson or what these guys are going to be in the future. So
right. That's
your question. We are doing that constantly.
Well, I've got, our fans don't really understand that not only are we in the playoffs, but you have a job also. How much are you looking at? Do you have guys out scouting other pro teams? And also, you know, I know the Portsmouth Invitational was going on. You know, did you have staff down there? And how are you working through that process as the playoffs go through?
Coach, I do everything. You know, my scouting is my background is scouting. To be honest, and so. I was at the Hoop Summit. You go to all the invitationals, went to all the college tournaments, went to Europe. I was in 6 countries in 7 days, right before the playoffs. I wasn't here when we clinched. I wasn't here when we hung the division banners, you know, like for me, it's how you want to build your team. And I just come from the background where I have to go see the players and evaluate for myself. But our staff do a great job, and they are everywhere, especially at this time of the year, trying to scout, trying to figure out. Brought them in for the playoff game so we can meet and evaluate some more among ourselves, and that's what we're doing today. All the scouts are in town to enjoy what they work for and watch the team, as well as us meet during the day. So we're everywhere, coach. We just try to evaluate as much as we can and see where we can find talent. But I do it myself too. I don't sit here, and I have to do it. I have to see it because that's my background.
So then if you went to Hoop Summit, the only player you missed was the Maker kid, who's in Virginia, who didn't show up, I guess. That's
yes.
Right. Yes. So the last thing I have to ask for you, I think that you guys have done a really good job. I think it's been very good to watch a team that makes mid-range shots, which throughout the year, DeMar has just been outstanding at making that elbow jump shot. The staff will go ahead and make their adjustments. The team will absorb the game plan, and then they'll go at it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think for your guys in analytics, can I make a suggestion to you? Is that you should check your analytics when you play teams who have strong wing players,
mm-hmm.
athletic wing players.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where we see where the math moves a little bit for you.
Mm-hmm. And right? There's no question, coach. I mean, like Joe Johnson and Paul Pierce is what we were talking about today. Some of the toughest wings in the NBA. You can, they're big, they're strong. Paul Pierce can go between the 4 and the 3 positions, and we have to adjust. But I think Coach Casey has done a great job, and that's the coaching staff, and I think they'll continue to try to give them the information we can get. But at the end of the day, we have to do it on the court. You know, like that's the old school part, you know, and we bring all these numbers and show all the stats of where we can improve and strengths and weaknesses and places that are advantages and disadvantages. But we, at the end of the day, we really have to go out and play. And the coaches, to tell you what, Coach Casey has done an unbelievable job of adjusting, and hopefully we can adjust properly tomorrow.
Well, I mean, you don't have to, you know, again, if you win tomorrow, you know, it is what it is. It's 2 games. You've been very good on the road. History has said that. So, you know, you should be able to go there and win another game and at least, and then, you know, bring it back, the home court advantage. So, again, we wish you all the luck. And, you know, I'm glad you called in and took the time to talk to us. And we hope you'll do it again.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me. And again, I sincerely do apologize to families and kids and everybody that was out there. You know, like a wrong choice of words. and to Brooklyn again, I emphasize, I do apologize, but I'm not apologizing for who we are, who we are, and who we need to stand up for, and we're going to be this team that's going to try and grow and some way somehow at some point make some noise. That's what we strive to do. That's what we're doing in sports. Why we play sports is to be competitive. So I appreciate you guys. Thanks, Bob, and thanks, Butch, for having me.